I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate February 11th. Most stars die in obscurity. The stars are so far away and their final acts are so faint that we never see them. But a year ago today, telescopes saw the death throes of a star that was 12.5 billion light-years away. The star was ripped apart by a supermassive black hole. The death was known as a tidal disruption event. Astronomers have seen several of them, but this was by far the most distant. The star was roughly the mass of the Sun. It swung close to a black hole at the heart of a galaxy. The black hole is about 5 million times the mass of the Sun, about the size of the black hole at the heart of the Milky Way. The event was named AT-2022 CMC. It was first seen by an automated telescope that observes the sky at visible wavelengths. It soon was picked up by many more telescopes at many more wavelengths. As the star approached the black hole's gravity ripped it apart in a blaze of light. About half of the star's debris was captured by the black hole. It joined a disk of super-hot gas around the black hole. The process produced shock waves that generated X-rays and ultraviolet light. Some of the material was flung away from the poles of the black hole in high-speed jets of particles and radiation. One of the jets was aimed at Earth, so the star's death was especially bright. One of the brightest objects astronomers have ever seen. We'll talk about another black hole tomorrow. You can find out about McDonald Observatory visitor programs at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.